The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. The Little Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry is a short novel for both the young and old, somewhat of a classic, especially if you've taken a couple of years of French. The tale opens as a pilot struggles in the empty desert with some mechanical difficulty that has downed his small plane. In the middle of this big nowhere, the little prince walks up behind him and strikes up a conversation. This miniature guy has traveled the solar system, visiting asteroids and planets, absorbing his experience with such a perfect innocence that the harried pilot is jolted over and over again by the wisdom of the little prince's stories. The little prince apparently comes from a tiny planet in the asteroid belt, a planet he shares with a spoiled little rose whose heartbreaking self-centeredness he has fled. But since he's been away from home, he's worried about the consequences of neglecting his daily chores. There's no one there to clean the planet's single volcano every morning, and the buildup could cause a catastrophic eruption. Worse, no one is rooting out the sprouts of the deadly baobab trees before they can take hold and bring on a cataclysm. Baobab trees are not deadly in and of themselves, if you live on a planet the size of the one we know. On a planet as tiny as the one from which the little prince hails, a baobab tree growing into its big and mighty self would engulf the planet in its big and mighty root system and break the whole thing apart. The pilot is shocked to imagine such a disaster, and draws a picture in which we see the panicked little prince, ineffective garden shovel in hand, drawing back from an overgrown baobab at least 10 times as massive as he is. Gnarly roots stab into the planet, come out the other side, and double back around. It's a frightening picture. It scares the little prince and the pilot alike, because it captures the instant just before the powerful roots break the planet apart. You can see the fractures along which the planet will cleave into clumps at any second. Beads of sweat fly away from the little prince's terrified face as the planet, the rose, the volcano, the prince, and the baobab are about to be flung naked into space. That's the picture that comes to my mind every time I hear about hydraulic fracking. "Aw, that won't hurt nothing," the engineers say. Do you know there could be tiny bubbles of natural gas trapped in the rock under the very ground beneath your feet? Now what good is it doing down there? Natural gas is for burning up, for sending through pipelines, for making explosions and money. The rocks don't have any use for the gas, and we've got a planet to warm up, so anyone who can figure out how to get the fracking stuff out of there is a hero. First, you drill the deepest wells that you can, then you get the biggest machinery that you can, and you use it to ram a slurry of water and toxic chemicals down into the wells with such pressure that the rock walls fracture like a windshield and the natural gas bubbles up into your waiting cup. Fracking amazing. Who needs baobabs? What's a little gas that's missing from the rock? What's a little goo in the water table? Aw, that won't hurt nothing. And it don't neither. Them whiners complaining that their tap water catches on fire, and them earthquakes next door. Ain't no math says they got a bit of a thing to do with it. We're fracking this fracking gas out of the fracking planet, no matter if we frack ourselves to kingdom fracking come. And don't you think our grandkids won't be thanking us? That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.